attracts me like no other lover.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. The call in number 800-313-9443. Bob, I hope you do get in touch with me. I'll put you in touch with William, and maybe I can send you some documents as well that other people have sent, and I'll get you in touch with the Face-Off group as well, which that's a group of people fight against code enforcement office. So, Bob, please get in touch with me. I'm not sure if you're still on the line or if they disconnected you.
Maggie, okay. I'm still here.
Okay, and, yeah, do that, please, Bob, because I've got a couple other callers I want to take, so please do that. And I'll hook you up with the people who've been trying to fight this from a variety of angles and who knows what. Okay, Bob?
Okay, Allie already has a copy of the email where I include the open records request and their responses to it.
Okay.
So if you can contact Allie and have her forward it to you, I would greatly appreciate her doing that.
Okay, so, I think, you know what, she's usually listening and she's been sending me emails while we've been on the air, so I'm sure
right.
She'll do that.
And that's how I found out you were on and why I called.
So, oh, okay, great. Well, I'm glad you did. I'm glad you did, Bob. But, yeah, do that, and who knows? We'll see where, you know, two heads think better than one. So who knows? Maybe we'll be able to come up with a strategy that'll be successful here.
Right. Thank you much.
Oh, you're more than welcome, Bob. But please get in touch with me. Let's go to Don in Florida. Hi, Don. How are you?
Yeah, hi, William and Maggie. How are you today?
Good.
Just for a little background, Allie and I were about 2 years ago down here with a code enforcement matter in Fort Lauderdale, and the city was going to bulldoze an elderly couple's property after going through a circuit court and getting an injunction passed without actually lawfully going through the correct steps. The judge gave them the injunction anyway, but... So Allie and I were standing on this elderly couple's private property, basically just demanding that they produce a valid court order before they even bulldoze or come on the property, which that day they never did, and they arrested me for obstruction. So I went through the criminal process there. I've been through 1 year law school. I've been through my own code enforcement actions on my own property. They've got $80,000 in fines allegedly running, and they filed a lien without even telling me on the property. William, I just want to say that I just read a document that's posted on the Pennsylvania Independent Consumer and Farmers Association website. The title of your document is "The True Cost of a Permit or License is Almost Always Freedom and Liberty." I would suggest that everybody type in your name on the internet. They could find this pretty quickly as I did. And I like the way that you address the basic issues of, I guess we'll call it jurisdiction, because I think this is where many people, including myself, get tripped up. What I believe now happens is that when people go to these administrative courts, whether it's code enforcement, traffic, and even criminal, actually, they're actually, in my opinion, they're in an administrative court. They're not in constitutional courts. And the minute you walk in there and you start arguing the details of the case, or you enter a plea, et cetera, you've passively or actually, in fact, accepted the jurisdiction of that court, whatever the hell it is. And anything you say after that point is really just groveling with the powers that be. In the Massey hearings, as they call them, in the code enforcement realm, they just got a lawyer sitting up there that they pay $300 to sit there for 3 hours to rubber stamp everything. And in fact, as we saw in Scott Cuthbert's YouTube video the other day, the Massey hearing officer specifically says he will not entertain constitutional motions in the court, basically admitting without telling you that it's not a constitutional court. So
hold on.
Suggest...
We got to go to break. Hold on, Don. Listen, we're coming. We're going to break. We'll be back. John in Florida, Paul in Maryland. You are up next, so don't go away. We'll be right back.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
It's their appointed duty. Well, to tell me, yeah, try to tell me. All you want to do is just use me.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. Call in number 800-313-9443. If you'd like to get in contact with me, my website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. My guest is William Taylor Ryle. And Don, are you still on with us? Please finish making your point about that. I watched that YouTube video. Allie sent me that YouTube video. Don, are you still on with us?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah,
in
fact,
the point that I'm trying to make, and I'll try to get a comment from William in a second here, is that when the normal, I like to say, living souls of the live on the land of the city get served with these, they're not even served properly, but they get these code enforcement letters. They show up in the Massey hearings, and they don't contest personal or subject matter jurisdiction. You're fighting a losing battle at that point. And in my opinion, actually, at this point, after going through some of this, is to not even go down, to just file an affidavit notice of abatement with these authorities and tell them that they don't have any authority over you. You know, assert that you're not a 14th Amendment U.S. citizen, that and in my case, you don't have a voter's registration, you're not tied into the government. They have no authority over you. With that being said, what I want to ask William about is the fourth leg of the government that I'm trying to learn a little bit more about this, which is the grand jury, access to the grand jury, just like the sheriff is obviously being conditioned by the cabal down into the ground where people don't really have access to the grand jury. In the old days, evidently, women used to run down to the grand jury on a daily basis and yell at the grand jury that their neighbor was having sex out of wedlock. But nowadays, if you go down to the grand jury, you're going to sure as hell, for the most part, probably get arrested if you really push the issue. William, let's talk about the grand jury.
I'm going to cut you off, and I'm going to let Bill answer that quickly because we've got a couple more callers I want to grab here as well. We have a lot of people who want to get in on this. So, Don, thanks for calling. Bill, you want to comment on that, the whole grand jury ideology? I know we've talked about that before on the air.
Yeah, before I do, this concept of 14th Amendment citizen, I would suggest we need to relook at that. That's really, I think, a patriot creation. But since the 14th Amendment doesn't exist, it really doesn't matter. The point is, when you go to these administrative courts, they are, in fact, by statute, restricted, they think, from looking at any constitutional issue. And they do that because you're presumed or you have applied for a license or a permit. And when you do, you say to government, I want to do something that's unlawful. And if you let me have this license or permit, I'll do whatever's in the code. So they are administering the code. That's what people don't understand. And even if you don't get the permit, they presume it. Or they say, well, you didn't get the permit, so you're in fault of that, and we'll find you guilty for not doing it. The point is, it's all a fraud. And it's a battle that needs to be fought. But the jurisdiction issue is important. I'm not so sure about just not showing up. I think you have to defend yourself. That's our duty. But I would defend it on the fact that they do have responsibility to follow the Constitution. Even the rules of court in your state will say that they can't have a court that violates the Constitution. And
okay,
that's the fundamental law. As far as grand juries, yes, we need to get back our grand juries where the sheriff calls the people in, protects them, and once the foreman is picked, the foreman, one of the citizens, is in charge, not the district attorney. We need to get our original constitutional grand juries back, start indicting some of these people in government who are violating the law.
Okay. Let's take another caller. We've got John in Florida. Go ahead, John. You still there, John?
Hello, can you hear me?
Hi. Yeah, I can hear you now. Go ahead, John.
Okay. A little history lesson. You mentioned Monica Lewinsky in the last hour. I was visiting my mother in California when that whole incident happened, but 3 days prior to that, they were going to have Senate investigation hearings against the DNC about rocket designs and warhead designs going to the communist Chinese, and like I said, they were going to have Senate investigation hearings, and then Monica Lewinsky, 3 days later, and I said, Mom, what happened to the thing I mentioned, and she didn't want to hear nothing about that. It was all about Monica Lewinsky. So the brainwashing.
Well, it's juicy anyway, you know, out of marriage, sex, and that kind of thing. It's juicy, kind of, salacious stuff. It appeals to a lot of people. People love to see other people's dirty laundry kind of things. So, they play on the prurient interests of the populace, and that's why that gets so much play.
But we never had the Senate investigation hearings on the warhead designs, international continental ballistic missiles, and the small tactical warhead for the cruise missiles that'll take out our aircraft carriers. That all went away.
Yeah, well, that's not a surprise.
No. Anyway, thanks a lot.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Paul in Maryland. Hi, Paul.
Yeah, hello, Maggie and Mr. Riles.
Hi.
Just a quick comment on the last caller. I just had a thought that was when Matt Drudge made it big back then.
Okay.
And it just occurred to me, well, what would be the possibility that Matt Drudge was an agent of the powers that be in that case?
I don't know, but honestly, I'll tell you, Paul, nothing would surprise me. I mean,
right,
there's a lot of people out there who are shills for the other side. They play us like a bass fiddle. So nothing would surprise me that people aren't, the controlled opposition.
Right.
I don't know who is or who isn't, but nothing surprises me at all.
Well, the reason for my call was I'm currently looking into the so-called smart surveillance meter issue.
Okay.
I'm in Anne Arundel County. I heard you say you're in Montgomery County. That's Maryland, I presume?
I'm not in Maryland. I'm in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania. I'm outside of Philadelphia.
Where is that in Pennsylvania?
Near Valley Forge, that area.
Right, okay. Anyway, the meter lady I talked to last week, and she said they're going to start these meters, BGE, that's Baltimore Gas Electric. It's also part of Constellation Energy. She says they're going to start in the spring with these surveillance meters, and I'm wondering what's the possibility of a citizens blocking these things? Are they going to railroad these things, or is it a foregone conclusion, or what? Is there any experience from either of you folks about these things?
You're talking about the smart meters on the electric meters?
Yeah, these would be the microwave irradiation of 4 watts 24/7.
Yeah. I know that there's a lot of people, and in fact, I had somebody on my show quite some time ago, and I can't remember her name, but there's a lot of stuff that people send me, and there are people around the country who are fighting against these smart meters, which, of course, you know, they'll monitor everything you do. I'll have to take a look. I'll see what I can find out. I don't know. I do have some stuff up on my website under the tab entitled UN Agenda 21 Sustainable Development. Off the top of my head, I don't know what I have, Paul, that pertains to smart meters, but if you get in touch with me, my email, maggie@theunsolicitedopinion.com, M-A-G-G-I-E. Please get in touch with me, yes, at my website, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Or if you go to Republic Broadcasting Network, they have a list of the show hosts, and my email is also listed there as well. Do that, and then I will send you what I have and try to connect you with some people in other areas who are fighting against this, because this is a battle that's playing out in a lot of different areas, Paul, and it's going on everywhere. I mean, here outside of Philadelphia, the electric company, you know, says, oh, we could give you this optional thing that would, of course, help you to, you know, control your electric costs, which, of course, is a big lie. What they want to do is shut off your power, but they don't tell you that. Anyway, so do that, Paul, and we'll see what we can't. I can't send some information your way. Bill, do you have anything you want to comment on that before we go to another caller?
Only that maybe the solution to this is get off the grid, and then you just say, okay, so what? And I'm not sure a lot of these meters are as smart as they're cracked out to be. They certainly could be, but you're using a utility. And they're providing it. And as long as you use the utility, they can pretty much install a meter on the base that they want. Whether they can spy on you or not, that's the issue. And if, in fact, you can prove that they are, sure, I think you can stand on your property rights and your liberty rights. Now, the question is where you could get a court to agree with you, and that's the big question.
Courts don't agree with anything that pertains to freedom and liberty. We already know that. Paul, get in touch with me, okay? I guess we've disconnected with Paul. Let's go to Glenn in Las Vegas. Hi, Glenn.
Hello, yes.
I'll let you answer. I want to say one thing. I was just looking at an article the other day about the people who live in the tunnels in Las Vegas. There was about 1,000 of them, they figured. We're living down under a tunnel system underneath Las Vegas. Are you aware of those poor people?
I haven't heard anything recently in the news about it, but I am aware that there is a large homeless population here, and they do tend to migrate to those areas. It's very unfortunate.
Yeah, it really is. I was looking at it just the other day on the Internet. It was, not shocking. Nothing is shocking anymore, really, but sad condition we find ourselves in, that's for sure. What did you want to say, Glenn? And we're going to hit a break shortly, but I'll keep you over it, so please go right ahead.
Okay, I hear the music coming.
Yep, you're hearing it quicker than I am. Listen, everybody, we'll be back in 3 minutes. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. We will be right back, so don't change that dial. Berkey
purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkey's are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Oh, leave the young thing alone, 'cause ain't no sunshine since she's gone.
Maggie Rodden, and this is the Unsolicited Opinion. And Glenn in Las Vegas, go ahead. What is it you wanted to say?
Yes, thank you, Maggie.
You're welcome.
Bill, I have a my question is this. In Las Vegas, the home prices are so depressed, and I'm in the process. I'm about to purchase a property for cash. Now, it's in an HOA, and I know I don't like HOAs, but for reasons I don't want to go into, it's close to work, et cetera. I like the property. During the closing of the document, and I've heard all different theories about how you should sign your name on documents, and I'm not seeking legal advice, and whatever information you tell me, I understand it's not legal advice, but how would one sign documents at closing when paying for cash on the property papers itself? And then the HOA, if I don't even sign the HOA documents, am I setting myself up for failure, or is that actually a good thing? How would you respond to that?
You're right. I don't give legal advice, and I don't practice law. I'll give you the way I sign things, and that is I put above my name at all times all rights explicitly reserved. Now, it means just what it says. Some will claim that you're invoking the Uniform Commercial Code Section 207 or 103, and I suppose in that instance where you're signing a contract, that would be appropriate. But reserving your rights says the same thing. The Homeowners Association have their bylaws, and I would encourage everybody to read those bylaws. A lot of times the people who administer them reach way beyond the four corners of that agreement to try to impose themselves on your property. If you buy into an association, your home is in that association, you're pretty much under those bylaws. I do know here in Pennsylvania they've tried to expand them to include the Uniform Construction Code and all sorts of things which really don't apply. And as I understand it, those rules really started with high-rises, and they've now expanded them to single-family or dual-family dwellings. Clearly can't be. And so I would encourage you to look into property law and contract law a little bit, but you're paying for cash. The other problem that you have when you sign these documents buried in the real small print is that you will abide by all local, state, and federal law. And then your defense against that, if it were me, would be, well, whatever they're trying to do to you, if it isn't a law because it's unconstitutional, or its application to you couldn't be because it violates the Constitution, state and federal, then it's not a law at all. So you could argue that someone came after you.
Okay. What about if, when these papers are presented to me, and there will probably be several pages worth, if I cunningly modified the agreement where it says we'll abide by such and such law, I scratch out the will and put not will above it, and if I can get that past the person who's witnessing me signing these documents, basically I've modified the contract, and that's the new contract. The contract says I will not abide by these laws. Does that have any standing, do you think?
Sure. Until your signature is on the document, it's negotiable. And
right.
When you do that, I think the rule is you must initial any place that you change.
Yeah, I would initial it and I would date it.
All right.
Well.
And then, in fact, if you don't agree with terms of the contract, I think it's reasonable to say I don't agree with this and here's what I'm willing to agree to and put it down there. Until you sign it, there's not a contract. Once it is, then you're bound by it. And it, and reserving your rights is sort of an open door to that because, for instance, you can say I'll agree to follow all lawful local, state, and federal law and constitutional. You can write anything in there. And if they want to object to you putting down their lawful and constitutional, then I think maybe that contract's not worth signing in the first place.
Have you read all of the documents? I would have them send me all the 57,000 pages they're going to have you sign
right.
Before you sign them and read through them when you have, you know, ample time to do that instead of, you know, under the rush, people tapping their
right.
fingers on the desk, hurry up, you know, we got another closing in 10 minutes. And...
Exactly. I haven't gotten the documents yet, but I will be getting a copy before several days before the signing.
The other problem is that in those documents, you'll often see reference to other documents and laws, and they don't put them in whole. They just refer to them.
Hang on, Glenn. Joe in Indiana, I'll be grabbing you as well. When we come back, don't go away, everybody. This is Leon Sensitive Opinion. My name is Maggie Rod, and we will be back in 3 minutes, so don't change that dial.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Girl, you treat me bad, and I know why. Yeah, I've seen you running around with another guy.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden. This is The Unsolicited Opinion. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Go there. I have a tab up on my website already. I can't link to it because he's on my website. My guest, William Taylor Ryle, there is a tab there with some of the documents on that tab or under that tab, inside that tab, however you would like to say it, with stuff that Bill has written. And please go there, take a look. He does have stuff on a variety of topics. Glenn, are you still on the line with us?
I am, and I have one more quick question, actually, and one, two
things. Sure, go right ahead.
Bill, do you ever sign documents like by, colon, your name, comma, authorized representative, or do you just stay away from that stuff?
It depends if it's a check and the, as an example, and the words are all in all caps. I do understand that's a straw man deal fiction. And okay. So I will print that name as it appears on the check and then put by and then sign my name. And okay. I always put all rights explicit reserved every time I put my name down.
I gotcha. And one last thing. The research I've done, I came across somebody that's here in town that knows a lot about these things. But one of the things he told me was that when he was researching property law, what he discovered was that he looked at the recording documents of how the United States government got their hands in possession of some land that they built a missile silo on. Do He went back and looked at the archive records and discovered that what the U.S. government actually did was a man on a horse rode out, literally rode out on the land and threw papers down on the land and said, you have been served. And that's, according to him, how they legally came across the possession of the land. Do you have any information about that in your research, and do you have any comments? And I'll take that off the air. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks, Glenn.
I've never heard of that. It sounds a little fishy to me. You know, makes a good story. I think I would suggest that you go back and look at the 1785 Land Survey Act that Congress did, and the western states were pretty much gridded out, and the federal government assumed ownership, and then they sold it back to the people. And when the states became states, that continued. Therein lies the problem. There's no authority, as far as I can read, in the federal constitution for the United States of America to do that, but they did.
You know, there's something else that I want to throw in, and I've referenced this before, and you're out in the West, Glenn, and if you go to the website Freedom Advocates, and I believe it's freedomadvocates.org, it could be .com, but I believe it's .org. In fact, if you go on my website, theunsolicitedopinion.com, on the side where I have recommended links, Freedom Advocates is up there. And if you go and listen to one of their radio shows, they've got all their old radio shows that they've done, and there's one with a guest named Wayne Hage, H-A-G-E. In fact, I am going to have the sheriff, who was very helpful to Wayne Hage, on my show next week, who helped Wayne Hage. Unfortunately, Wayne Hage has passed on, but the radio show goes, it's about from 2004, I think, or 2005, but he talks a lot about rights and property rights and how they were defined for the West, and water rights and that stuff, and it's a very informative show. So if you were to go to Freedom Advocates, look up Wayne Hage, see if you could, he should be listed in the description of the show. Back in about 2004, I think it was, really very informative for everybody who's listening, who's out in the West. Well worth listening to. But, Bill, you got anything else you want to add? I know we lost our caller. We had Joe in Indiana who dropped. You should have hung on, Joe. I would have taken you next. But anyway, it is what it is. It is what it is, William.
Well, I think the difference is, and there is a difference, in the original 13 states which preceded the federal government and that which happened afterwards. And while the law is clear that the new states become in the union on equal footing with the other states, that's not how the federal government looked at it. And the Northwest Territory and how that was divided up and why it was divided up and what they started doing, again, the corruption has been going on from the very beginning.
Oh, yeah.
And this idea that the federal government can own, what, 95% of Utah, whatever it is, or Nevada, whichever the state is that they own, and they own a tremendous, allegedly, tremendous amount of land out west. That's just theft from the people of the state. And it's a result of the fact that the 14th Amendment turned things around and made the United States an entity superior to the states. But because it doesn't exist lawfully, I would tend to argue it doesn't exist, and whatever they've done according to it doesn't exist. Getting those in power to recognize that is, I think, a battle that we the people better start working on, because it is, in my opinion, a very major root cause of our problem.
Well, where do you propose they start, Bill?
Start claiming it. Educate yourself on it. Educate others. Stand together. Don't let the local government start abiding by a federal mandate or executive orders. Executive orders are not lawful to anyone except those that are in the executive branch of the government for which it is issued. This is a total misunderstanding of what our laws are supposed to be.
Well, you know, I don't know if you were listening the other day, Bill, because I haven't talked to you, but I had on a couple fellows, both who had been educators, teachers, and I don't know if you heard this or not, Bill, but they don't even teach kids to read anymore. I mean, that's not part of the curriculum. Being able to read is irrelevant. And I've said this over and over again. It's how you feel. And I don't have the one website open, or else I would read verbatim the verbiage about what a diverse learner is. And a diverse learner is someone who can't read. So they get to cut out paper dolls or play with puzzles or draw pictures or something instead. Reading now is someone reading to you or for you is now defined as your reading, Bill. How do you like those apples? I mean, so, where are you going with that?
You have to go back to basics.
Yeah, well, they don't want to go back to basics because they want idiots. They want sheep because sheep, as it says in the one article, and it really was a well-written article. In fact, let me see if I can find it, and I'm going to read this again. This is what, from George Orwell's 1984. From the proletarians, nothing is to be feared. Left to themselves, they will continue from generation to generation and from century to century, working, breeding, and dying, not only without any impulse to rebel, but without the power of grasping that the world could be other than it is. What opinions the proles hold, do not hold, is looked on as a matter of indifference. They, the proles, can be granted intellectual liberty because they have no intellect. And, of course, when you have a populace who is illiterate, functionally illiterate, then how are they going to rebel? Because they don't have the brains to do it. I just can't take it anymore. I'm telling you, Bill, the more... I am not kidding. I'm telling you, sometimes I just go out of my mind here with all the stuff that I learn and my guests tell me about and the things that are going on and people living under the ground in Vegas and what the hell has happened here in this country.
Well,
shocking.
We the people need to understand that no is a valid answer and stand together.
No.
You don't need to know everything. There's so much that's wrong. Pick whatever you want, and you're probably going to be right that it's not constitutional, it's not lawful. You're careful because you have to be responsible for what you do, and you understand that you're in a corrupt system, and so the courts are corrupt, and you may, in fact, pay a consequence. But unless we start saying no and stand our ground, they will continue to plow us under.
Well, here's the problem, Bill, and this is the reality. That people, I was talking to someone I know the other day who said, oh, well, they don't want to comment after articles on the internet anymore, and they don't want to be doing any of these things they had done previously because they don't want Big Brother to know they're there. They think they're going to escape. Well, see, this
yeah.
is the false idea, the false assumption. People think, oh, well, I just won't say anything, and therefore they won't notice me. I'll get by.
I think the best defense is an offense. And you got to learn to be able to answer or at least ask intelligent questions and so that they are caught up short. And it really boils to their oath of office and what they have sworn to support, obey, and defend. Everyone in government is responsible to defend and protect the Constitution of the United States of America and the Constitution of the state, and there's no avoiding it. The oath of office is really the key, and if we hold them just to the rights that are protected by the Bill of Rights in the federal arena or the Declaration of Rights or Bill of Rights in the state constitution, we would have tremendous freedom. And the original intent, not what they think state is now, but the original intent of those documents, they just totally ignore them. And they're told by attorneys and judges, don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an attorney that talks. Everybody has a solicitor. You name a group that doesn't go to an attorney, the township supervisors, the zoning, on and on. Every group has the attorney. And most of them that are on the boards don't understand. And so they turn to their attorney. Can we do that? And, of course, the attorney says, yeah, you can do that.
They don't have a clue either.
And they believe them. And, in fact, when you go to challenge them, the arrogance of these folks who have Esquire behind their name or Your Honor, whatever, is just palatable. And we are forced to take these drastic measures when, in fact, you should just say, wait a minute, we are the sovereigns. We question what you're doing. You prove to us that you have lawful authority, lawful constitutional authority. Now they have schemes where they don't even have to do that. The petition for redress of grievance is a nullity. And guess what? That's exactly what drove the colonists to separate from England, because the English government, king and parliament, would not listen to petitions for redress of grievance. Read the Declaration of Independence and see if we aren't exactly where the colonists were in 1775, 1776. Scary.
Yeah, it is. Yes, it is.
But the advantage we have is always a rainbow. All right.
Okay,
advantage,
let's talk about the rainbow, Bill.
The advantage is we don't have to create it. The framers wrote it down. The documents are there. We have proof written down. Go back and understand what the words meant when the documents were written, and their answers have been addressed for most of the things we're facing today. We've just been dumbed down, like you said, and we don't stand on our history and the truth, the law, and fight with every fiber in your body to say, no, but you're right. You've got to be able to read to do that. Because,
yeah, you do.
Because the other guys are not going to tell you the truth. That's just not in their DNA.
Maybe if you cut out some paper dolls, you'd be able to deliver the message. What do you think?
I'm afraid that isn't going to solve the problem. But there are a lot of people who are producing different media, DVDs and so forth, YouTube. I mean, it's amazing if you can watch and learn. But you have to be sort of careful because that can be deceptive as well.
Yeah, you need to be able to read, Bill.
Yeah.
Bottom, you have to be able to read, and you have to be able to read more than see spot run. You need to be able to do a little bit more than that.
It's just a matter of practice. I can tell you from personal experience, it doesn't come easily sometimes, but you need to do it. And
well,
I would agree with you.
You have to have someone who, listen, Bill.
Go back to the original document, whatever possible.
I'm talking about reading, Bill.
I know.
All right.
I mean, read the original document.
I agree with you, but I'm talking about the kids can't even read. They're cutting out paper dolls and drawing pictures. They're the diverse learners.
And so we ought to yank our kids out of these public schools and homeschool.
I agree. Every single one of them. I don't care. Charter school doesn't matter. In fact, the guest I had on the other day, and he put it very eloquently, he said a charter school is just a public school with a long leash, and I agree with that. Great way to put it.
It is. That's excellent.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. So.
But it's better. That's better than being in the herd, I guess. But I would say homeschool for people who, you know, will say it will cost them. They can't have that second job. But frankly, by the time you get all said and done, usually working outside the home for one of the parents is costing you money anyway. By the time you pay everything else.
Yeah, most of the time that's the case. I would agree. Listen, we got another caller. Let's grab Paul in New Jersey very quickly. Hi, Paul. How are you?
Hello, Maggie. Listen, I'm a notorious cynic, and I got to be
honest.
Are
you? Okay, good for you.
I got to be honest on this issue. You know, your host may appreciate the Constitution, right?
My guest. You mean guest, Bill.
Right, but I assume he is of European descent. And my point is, with the many immigrants coming over here from third world countries, they are going to have little respect for our founders and therefore very little respect for their documents.
And that is because of this multicultural education that says that all cultures are equal. And so if you have Sharia law where they stone people to death, well, that's equivalent to Christianity. And so you ought to go to a website. Actually, I had this gentleman. I didn't have this gentleman on, but it's a very interesting article written on alphaphonics.com, and it's a September 1986 article, which talks about why all of the immigrants have no admiration for the founding documents here in this nation, Paul. In fact, I think I'll link that up on my website today. I found it the other day. excellent, excellent website talking about the whole educational system and why no one gives a rat's rear end and why the immigrants coming could care less. Because they're not taught to have any reverence or respect for the founding documents or the founding fathers. They're old rich white men who own slaves. That's all.
Well, I think that's a hurdle they're never going to overcome. That's what I say about my this issue. And that's why I pretty much see this country doomed just based on demographics as is, especially with the levels of Hispanic immigration. I think with the birth rates as it is, as Pat Buchanan says, it's over. And I think we have to think in white nationalist terms.
Hang on a second, Paul. We'll be right back for the final segment of the show, everybody. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Don't go away.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
This is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. Paul, finish making your point real quickly because we are almost out of time here. So go ahead, Paul.
Well, I think you made his point, and
I'd like to interject here.
I disagree vehemently with this white national terms position, and it is, in fact, a failure of us and our government to adhere to the framing of this country and the foundation and the reality of what we're supposed to do. Integrate those people who come here and have English as the language and the only language of this country as an example, and to inculcate people in the schools, the ed- founding of this country. We need to get back to the basics of this country. That's the solution. And what is that basic? It's the basis of moral and religious based on the Old and New Testament. And the laws of this country are based on that primarily. And the constitutions and the founding documents. And we need to teach them to our children. We need to teach them in our schools. We need to demand that everybody in government follow their oath, which requires them to support, obey, and defend those documents. That's the remedy, not this supremacy or them against us. This country can have people come from other countries. We're all here, by and large, other than Native Americans, from somewhere else. But this is a country which is based on law, the rule of law. Not today, but that's the remedy. So let's get away from this us against them stuff, in my opinion.
Well, you know, it's based on right versus wrong. And one of the things this multicultural education does is it legitimizes different lifestyles and value systems. I'm reading from this Alphaphonics website, by the way. The concept of moral diversity directly contradicts the biblical concept of moral absolutes on which this nation was founded. Therefore, there is no right and wrong. Everything is relative, and this is what they're teaching kids. They don't teach them anything about foundational documents or right is wrong, right and wrong. There's everything is gray now. It doesn't matter. How do you feel, Janie? That's what counts.
And so getting back to, as I said, the absolutes, which are there, written down, and we have to start saying no to these gray things. They're just absolutely the remedy. You know, this idea that, you know, Johnny, you can't complain about Johnny or chastise Johnny because he's out of step. That's just ludicrous. And we have to do as parents, as individuals, we have to be responsible, and we have to take that seriously so that when a challenge comes up to the principles of this country, we simply say, no, we will not do that. We'll not comply.
And this website I want to mention is the Blumenfeld Education Letter, and it's alphaphonics.com. And I found this because I was talking to someone about how kids are taught to read using phonics as opposed to this, or they're not using phonics, which is why they can't read, as opposed to this look-say method of teaching kids to really not read. The whole goal, of course, we know is for them not to read. But anyway, the bottom line is we don't teach anything. That's why nobody has any respect, understanding, comprehension for our foundational documents or how great this nation is. That's why they can so easily stand there and say, let's discard it and bring in communism. It'll be wonderful.
Thank you so much for having me on your show today, Maggie.
Oh, you're welcome, Bill, as always. Thanks for joining me. Listen, everybody, I love to go to Oz, somewhere over the rainbow. Bill mentioned rainbows. I love rainbows. Somewhere over the rainbow is a wonderful place to be. Chin up, everybody. Better days are coming. You got people like William Taylor Ryle in the world fighting for you and I, so don't lose heart. Have a wonderful weekend. Another great show follows mine, and I'll be back on Monday. Listen, sun will come up tomorrow. It always does. You got to keep that in mind. Take care, everybody. Thanks, Maddie. Thanks for switching up the music. I liked it. You too, hon. Bye. Once in a lullaby.